Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanas. This is episode 146, season 6. Today's date is July 9th, 2022, and thank you for joining me today. And on today's program, I will talk about McDade & Company, the catalog house. Oh, what a wonderful store that was. And I'll talk about my memories of that place. Also, I will do a tribute to two actors that passed away this week. The first one was actor James Caan and comedian Larry Storch. And I will talk about my memories of watching them on television and in the movies. And right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Schlitz Malt Liquor Beer. Oh, boy. That's a real chestnut from the 70s. So here's a commercial from 1978. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
99 bottles of beer in the world. 99 bottles of
beer. Hey, Mike, how about a beer?
Beer? I want something special.
Bull.
Oh, bull?
Yes, sir, the Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull.
Hey, Spike, look at that bottle.
It's a special premium brew that's in a class by itself.
Wow, what taste!
Yeah. 99 bottles of Bull on the wall.
If you want to change your pace with the big bull taste, don't say beer, say bull. Bull! The Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull!
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Schlitz Malt Liquor Beer. That was a very popular brand in the 1970s, and it's, according to some sources, is still being made at some parts of the country, I think Los Angeles, and the Schlitz brand is still around, but it's not as prominent in the, like in the Chicago area or the Midwest, and it was a good beer at the time, and I don't know if they have the original formula, the original flavor, because it was a wonderful beer back then. Then in the 70s, they changed it, and it was proven disastrous. It was like, ugh, awful. I've had it once, a long time ago. It was good. I hope it comes back, but widespread that is. So, but what's famous about Schlitz Malt Liquor Beer was the commercial I played is the bull. At the end of the commercial, he always crashes through some room or, establishment and ruins everything. Do you know the expression, a bull in a china shop? That's how it is. And I have a good friend of mine. He's a very generous guy. I love him to death, and he's a good friend. But he is the clumsiest person in the world. And every time I see him where he does something like that, but, you're like a bull in a china shop, but he's so endearing. So, but he can't help himself. He's very entertaining. but I never had Schlitz Malt Liquor beer. No, I never had that. It's like Colt 45. That's another one as well. I think it's still around. Okay. Now, at the beginning of the program, I will talk about McDade & Company, the catalog house, and I'm going to do two tributes of two famous actors, James Caan and Larry Storch. I will talk about them. Before I begin, I want to mention something. I attended Fan Expo comic book convention yesterday in Rosemont, Illinois, and I had a wonderful time. I really did. I bought a few things. I met some people, and it was great. I saw some celebrities afar like that, but it's a good exercise to walk around. I enjoyed myself every day. All day, that is. Excuse me. So, got to wait till next year. We'll see. Okay. First off, I'll talk about McDade and Company. Now, I'll give you a little history of that and my memories of that place. And it was a catalog house, and the company opened. their first store in 1958 in an old post office building on West 51st Street in Chicago, probably near the Dan Ryan, I believe. And then they expanded and And then they opened those stores. I have a list, but I don't think on the top of my head. The one I know most memories was located in Burbank, Illinois. It was at 79th Street and Cicero. And that opened like probably the mid-70s, I would imagine. And locations for you quickly. And let me think on top of my head. I think there was one in, oh, here we are. Okay, there was one in Burbank. There was one in Westmont, Lincolnwood, Palatine, Chicago Heights, Carroll Stream, and Niles. I think there was one in Aurora, probably. I can't think of anything else. And it was a special story. It was like a catalog. You know, you would receive it in the mail. And or you would pick one up at the store. And let me see. I'm trying to remember because I don't remember much about it when I entered the store. Like you would maybe you would call in an order or you would go there and you would see an item and then you go somewhere and you pick it up for them. You pick it up there, you know. It's like service merchandise, you know, with the conveyor belts. You know, that's another famous story. I'll talk about that another day. And my memory of McDade's, two memories, that is. The first one was their commercials. And they showed an actor. His name was Jed Allen. He was a spokesman. And he was on those commercials like every half hour during the Christmas season. You know, you would see him. I knew who he was. My mom recognized him. Because he was on Days of Our Lives. He acted there. And he played his character's name was Don Craig. He was married to Marlena Evans on Days of Our Lives, played by Deidre Hall. He was one of her husbands, but he disappeared. They just written him out. And then he starred from another soap opera, Santa Barbara. Remember that one? And also he was on Beverly Hills 90210 playing Steve Sanders' dad. And so I remember the commercials. He died on March 9th, 2019. He was 84 years old. And also he hosted game shows. And so I remember him. So when they showed the commercials all the time on McDade, he would show some appliances or radio, television, not furniture, not clothes, just appliances, basically. And so that etched in my mind forever, and it's probably some other people too. Another memory of the McDade catalog house. My parents bought me a gold watch, not real gold. Well, not it was gold, but not like expensive gold. And we drove down to McDade. It was 1980. And I always wanted a beautiful watch. And, you know, just to not to wear it to school every day. I wouldn't do that. I would just go wear it to like special occasions, you know, like a wedding or baptism or party, you know. And then so they bought the watch. It was an Elgin watch, real gold, beautiful. Believe it or not, I still have it, but not the original wristband that broke, and I had to replace. It doesn't work. Maybe someday I'll have replaced the battery. I don't know. We'll see about that. But it's gorgeous. It really is. And that wasn't my first watch that my parents bought. My first one was Timex, and that was at Gately's People Store in Roseland. You know, and that was a carousel of watches with Timex. It's beautiful. And my mother bought that when I was in grade school. But this is a real nice gold watch, and I still have that. And so that's a special memory for me for McDade's. Also, then the company had trouble, you know, financially, and then they closed for good in 1987. You know, they filed for bankruptcy, which is a shame. So it was a showroom. So mostly it was jewelry. They had beautiful items on display, you would see. So that's why we bought the watch there, you know. But mostly, and then they started selling electronics in the 80s, so like Atari, you know. And then VCRs came later, like that. And so that was the end of that. But people still remember this store from this day, you know. And I do too. I miss it as well. Okay. Next up, I will talk about the two actors that passed away this week. The first one was James Caan. And when his death was announced, it hit like a ton of bricks for me and everybody else because he was a wonderful actor. And he had some memorable roles and memorable movies. So I will talk about a few that he started. He starred so many. I'm not going to talk about all of them, but, you know, most of his famous ones. And talk about my memories of watching him. So he was born James Edmund Caan, March 20th, 1940, in New York. And let's see. He was a roadie. He worked in rodeo. You know, he was a rodeo cowboy, which I never knew that. That was interesting. So, and then, you know, he went to college and then he got into acting. His father was a butcher and, his father was disappointed because he didn't finish school. And he said, well, I didn't want to work with you, you know, being up, you know, in the meat business. So he said, no. And, so he started some acting. He did a lot of television in early days, a lot of television. And like, for example, he was in Naked City, Route 66, Combat, the FBI, did a lot of that. And one memorable role he did that I remembered, he was on the TV series Get Smart with Don Adams, and he played a two-part episode. It was called the his character's name was Rupert of Rathskeller. I remember that. He was funny in that show, but he was uncredited. I don't know why, but he did that. He was good friends with him, and he did that. And I remember him in that episode, two episodes actually, in Get Smart. And then, but he did movies in the 60s too, but not like the, he wasn't the main star. I mean, like that. So, his one movie he did was called El Dorado. It came out in 1966. And the other one was The Rain People and Countdown. But his most famous role, of course, was Sonny Corleone in The Godfather. I've seen The Godfather maybe about two or three times. It's a good movie. I'm not a big gangster fan. You know, I like the old ones with Jimmy Cagney and Edward G. Robinson and George Raff in the old black and white gangster movies, like WGN Channel 9 used to show them on Sunday when movies were movies. I like that. So he played Sonny Corleone in The Godfather, and he earned an Academy Award nomination as Best Supporting Actor. He was wonderful. I loved him in that role. He was spectacular. He's most famous for that, you know. And the sequel, Godfather Part II, he was in there, but it was a cameo. So, but you know, I don't spoil the movie. He died in the first one, so he just came back. But that was a flashback, so that was fine. And then his other famous role in the 70s, besides Godfather, was Brian Song. I talked about Brian Song in a previous podcast episode when I talked about Brian Piccolo, and he portrayed him. You know, that's kind of a coincidence, and. He played that role beautifully. I love the movie. You know, I'm not a football fan, but I like movies about sports, and he was top notch. I loved it. You know, he played with Billy Dee Williams. He played the Gale Sayers, excuse me. And that's most famous TV movie of all time. It really is. So, and I watched it recently, and still holds up. It's very sad, very nice movie. And then he starred in a lot of movies in the 70s, and What's funny about that, they broadcast the Godfather on television, I think like in the mid-70s. I don't know if it was probably edited, you know, but it was a big event, you know, and they show, I remember TV Guide ads with Al Pacino and James Caan and Robert Duvall, and it was a big hit, and, you know, it's a great movie as well. Like, I keep repeating that. In other movies, he starts in Cinderella Liberty, The Gambler, Rollerball, Bridge Too Far. That's a good one. Then, the other famous movie, I've seen it once, a long time ago, but I haven't seen it since. I got to watch it again. It was Thief from 1981. Filmed in Chicago, directed by Michael Mann. Also starred Jim Belushi, and before you get famous, and I forgot all about the movie, but I want to rewatch it because I heard he was fantastic in that movie. He really was. And I like to see that. That'd be a lot of fun. Okay. And then in the 80s, let's see, he didn't do much acting earlier. There was one movie called Kiss Me Goodbye, and he didn't have a good experience. I think it was with Sally Field and Jeff Bridges, and he had a run-in with the director, and he hated it. Then he took a break, and I heard he had a drug problem and drink. I don't know if he was drinking. No, I don't think so. So, yeah, he was off the radar for a while, and then he returned in the movie Gardens of Stone, and then he returned in the 90s. You know, Misery, great movie. He was wonderful in that. And also the other movie in the 2000s was Elf. I've seen Elf once. He was great. It was wonderful. You know, and he didn't do much television after that, probably later in life. He starred in Hawaii Five-O, the rebooted version that starts his son, Scott Caan. Say his name right. And but he had a TV series of his own. It was called Las Vegas. I've seen it a couple of times. I didn't watch the whole thing, and that was I heard he was excellent. That he was great in that show. It ran for 5 years, but he was only there for the first 4 years. He left. I don't know why. And that's not shown much. You know, I don't know if it's on DVD. I doubt it. Well, no. So, and it's a shame. So when I heard when he passed away, it was very sad. It really was. And he was a icon, movie icon. Wonderful. And so that's a shame. So his movies and his television roles live on. You know, we'll miss him. Okay, right now I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, everyone, I am back from a brief break. I was talking about James Caan, the actor, and he still is and was a wonderful man, wonderful actor. And like I said before, his work will live on forever. Okay. Next actor I will talk about that passed away this week was actor, comedian Larry Storch. And that's kind of sad because I thought he was one of the funniest men I ever seen on television. So I'll talk about his work history and the shows that he starred and his famous ones, of course. And so his name was, he was born Lawrence Samuel Storch, January 8th, 1923, in New York. And what's interesting, he attended high school with Don Adams, which I mentioned before on Get Smart, and they've become best friends. And during World War II, he was enlisted in the Navy, and he was shipmates with Tony Curtis on the submarine tender USS Proteus. I don't know if I said it right. So they starred in stuff with others, you know, on TV or in movies. I think movies he starred in. And then, you know, he did. So he was a comic, you know, actually not an actor. And he started appearing in a lot of television. And so he was mostly like in the late 50s, early 60s, you know, in the especially in the 60s, he was everywhere. So then he got, in 1965, he got the role of Corporal Randolph Agarn on the TV series F Troop. And that show was hilarious. And it ran for two seasons. The first year was in black and white. The second year was in color. And they also starred Forrest Tucker, Ken Berry, Melody Patterson. She played Wrangler Jane. And there was Frank DeCova as Chief Wild Eagle. He was one of my favorite characters. I have to mention this. My favorite, there was one scene where there was an old Indian on the in the tribe. I think it was played by Edward Everett Horton. He's famous for the narrator on Fractured Fairy Tales on Rocky and Bullwinkle. And he was reciting a poem, that is. And he goes, many moons ago, many, many, many moons ago. He kept repeating that. And then Chief Wild Eagle got frustrated and said, you and your moons. I was laughing at that. So Neff Troop, him and Forrest Tucker, he played Captain O'Rourke, and they did like a side job, you know, so you know, with the Hakawis, that was the tribe. And almost every episode, there was a famous thing that says that I think one would say to Agar, "You are so, you know, you're so dumb." And then, but he didn't catch it right away. And then the next scene would go over and he says, who says I'm so dumb? He said that all the time. So, you know, I didn't watch it when it aired. I was very little, but they showed reruns on, they started on Channel 9 and then they moved to Channel 44, WSNS. And that's where I discovered the show. They used to show it late at night, but they only showed it when the White Sox, the Chicago White Sox played on TV, you know, with Harry Carey. And for a time, when the ball game ended in a weird time, you know, depending on how it went, they showed F Troop after that. And I watched it, you know, and so did my brothers. And we loved the show so much. And, you know, in the beginning of the show, if you see it, you know, they have the guy in the tower and they, when they shot the cannon, first they lit the cannon, but it didn't, the cannonball didn't come out. So they have to kick the wheel and it fell down. And then they shot the cannonball and it knocked down the watchtower and it fell on the ground. There was somebody in it. So, you know, they were, let's say the soldiers in F Troop were inept. They weren't that great. You know, one was, nearsighted, the other one talked about the Alamo and all that, and they had a lot of guest stars, so it was a fun show. I have it on DVD, so it's funny. It still holds up. You know, the Indians were crazy, they were funny. And after that, Larry Storch did some other TV shows. He starred in Love Boat. He was famous in All in the Family. I remember that. He played like a high school classmate of Archie Bunker. Remember that. And see, so he started a lot of variety shows as well. Dean Martin Show, Sonny and Cher, Laughing. He was on Tonight Show, Jackie Gleason Show, and so he was there. He was a very busy guy. Also, he did voice acting. Voiceover acting, that is. And he did, he worked at Warner Brothers. He did Merlin the Magic Mouse and Cool Cat. He did that. But his most famous voice on the cartoon series was Phineas J. Whoopi on Tennessee Tuxedo and His Friends, which Don Adams voiced Tennessee Tuxedo. There was Chumley. He was a walrus. And so I remember watching the Tennessee Tuxedo on Channel 32, like in the mornings or in the afternoons. It was in the 70s, and that's how I discovered the show. So so let's see. And then, you know, so he kept continuing acting. He did personal appearances all the way to the end. you know, he's very active. I'm sure he had his mind was great. So that's good. You know, he was sharp as a tack. And he lived to be 99 years old. And he died yesterday. Oh, it's a shame. So so he will live on too, just like James Caan. You know, his work will live on forever. He had a lot of acting roles, a lot of them. But he was a funny man. He really was. Okay. So that'll be all for today. Today I discussed McDade and Company, the Catalog House. Also, I did tributes to two actors that passed away this week, James Caan and Larry Storch. And you can find this episode. It'll be available soon on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. It'll be uploaded on my YouTube channel, Chicago Glenn Stories. Also on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter. Tomorrow I will do an episode of TV Oblivion. That would be episode 9, and that's another. You can find those as well. You can listen to past episodes if you'd like. If you have time, please do. I appreciate you if you do that. Okay, so this is Big Castanas, the host of Vanishing Gongland Stories, the podcast, and thank you again for joining me. Everyone, have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be nice. And here is Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.